Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith and tradition which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding the value of knowledge versus wealth, or knowledge, the superiority of knowledge over wealth. Everybody knows that knowledge is considered very important in Islam. There's many, many traditions regarding the value of knowledge and its importance, and nobody can deny that. In the same vein, we have traditions in which wealth and knowledge have been compared with one another, and obviously, knowledge has been considered superior to wealth. One of those traditions is the tradition we want to recite for you today. Imam Ali alayhi salam once took Kumail, who was one of his companions, one of his close companions, out to the desert, and when they reached the desert, he let out a deep sigh and said, "O Kumail, knowledge is better than wealth, for knowledge guards you while you guard wealth," meaning knowledge protects you, the knowledge that you have, it can protect you from harm, whereas you, if you have wealth, without knowledge, you have to protect the wealth and try to safeguard it. And wealth is reduced by spending, whereas knowledge increases by spending it. Meaning, if you spend wealth, it finishes. Whereas, if you give knowledge away and give it to other people, it increases. But if you teach people something, obviously your knowledge, it increases. And any good produced by wealth, respect and honor, ceases when it ceases to exist. Any good produced by wealth ceases when it ceases to exist. Meaning, let's say that you become wealthy, you work very hard, you become wealthy, and you acquire respect and honor through that wealth. You know, as soon as the wealth finishes and it ceases to exist, you lose that honor and that respect that you had by it. But because knowledge, now you can't say that if knowledge, you lose your knowledge and you forget what you learn, then, you know, you also lose that respect. Maybe the answer to this would be that knowledge doesn't really cease to exist, and you never really, you know, forget what you learn. You know, maybe in old age you might not be able to recall it, but it's still there with you. You just might not be able to recall it as you did when you were young. And nevertheless, even in that case, you still have the respect of people who admire knowledge and who respect knowledge and learning. That's why maybe Imam Ali also in another tradition says, "The treasurers of wealth perish during their own lifetimes, whereas the knowledgeable ones remain alive for all time. Their individual selves may pass away, but the likes of them, remembering them, continue to remain in the hearts." Right? You know, people always remember the scholars, even after they die. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the value and superiority of knowledge over wealth in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin.
وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.